on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Before you checked yourself in here, you were working as an exorcist and master of the dark arts.
That says master, does it? Well, I should really change that to petty dabbler, I hate to put on it.
Bollocks.
I'm addressing the entity inside.
Hear my words!
Welcome, you are listening to DC on CW, Constantine Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, you can take us mobile by downloading the Rain Man Digital app, available in the iTunes App Store and Google Play. Simply search Rain Man Digital. You can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher by searching DC on CW. And once you find us there, please go ahead and leave us a review. We will also now be live on Twitch with DC on CW broadcasts, and you can find that at twitch.tv by searching Rain Man Digital. All right, so today it's me and Bob, and we're going to be breaking down and discussing the second to last episode of this show.
Oh.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
Constantine, season one, episode 12.
We barely knew you.
Barely knew you.
It's sad. I didn't believe Mike and a lot of the other people that are just like, which I should believe because these are people that I kind of always have the same opinions as, that I'm going to be disappointed as this ends because we're left in a bad spot and we are getting there. It's, why did we do this?
Yeah. Do we just like to torture ourselves?
Because I'm left with more questions after these last two episodes than I would have had going into a Legend season before. Like, there's a lot of expectations for me going into Legends, knowing where we end up leaving this at. That you want some closure.
But really, we need to just be prepared for them to not give us any closure at all, because NBC was probably like, no!
Yeah, I kind of don't expect it. And I don't want to go into Legends hoping that I'm gonna get closure for something we've seen here, because then it's just gonna make me bitter on Legends.
Yeah. Which is a great show that does a lot for a lot of characters.
Yes.
It juggles a lot of characters and their own worlds and kind of mythos and whatever well. So.
But I do feel like I have a better understanding of John Constantine as somebody who never read the books, never watched the show, never saw the shitty movie. So.
It wasn't shitty at the time. It's just comparatively.
It hasn't aged well?
That, and it's not really
Constantine.
It's not John Constantine. He's just like, hey, I'm Keanu Reeves. And I changed my name to John Constantine. I'm very haunted by demons.
Yes.
Let's go. Like, that's the movie.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Does he say whoa at all?
No.
Okay.
John Wick, now with demons. Like, before John Wick ever came out. That's basically it. God. Yeah, I'm really bummed about this show, man. I'm bummed that it was so good.
Yeah.
There
were so many strong points, and you know, it's done. We have this and one more episode left.
Yeah.
So what would make you more disappointed? If you would have been watching as it was going on and then they shit canned it, or knowing it was shit canned and like, I'm just getting to the end of this.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because right now, all I can feel is the hurt of it not continuing.
Of seeing a lot of things that you would have liked to see play out go away.
Yeah. I just, everything is so frustrating because this show, while I was prepared for it to be good, especially after watching, a few episodes, and I was like, yeah, this is a good time. I wasn't prepared for it to actually address all of my questions while still leaving room for mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't prepared for it to be well written, well thought out, well acted.
Yeah, well shot.
All of that, yeah.
Like, I honestly, going into this, I was expecting a bunch of CG porn that I was just going to be like, this looks like shit. and they've done good jobs of using practical type things and time tested. I'm not going to call them like cheap, but like cheap horror film tricks to get scares and jumps and, you know, lots of corn syrup and use of great things instead of trying to animate everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Practical effects are good.
Yeah.
They're great. A great example of that is like Guillermo del Toro's stuff.
Yeah.
Like Crimson Peak, while it was marketed horribly and marketed as a horror movie, and it definitely was not, it was a gothic romance. The practical effects were fucking incredible. The ghosts in that movie were not CG. They were practical effects. And they were amazing. There is a place for that in spooky things.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this thing.
it's not going to get any easier if we drag this out any longer.
Rip the Band-Aid off. So the rising darkness is becoming a problem. John is actually influenced and directed by Manny this time around to go visit a hospital and to investigate an overdose. This is the second time in a row that Manny's mm-hmm. been like, hey-o.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a look at that.
Putting himself in there.
Yeah. This episode was directed by Sam Hill, written by Christine Boylan. First thing that we need to tackle right out the gate is Manny burned the scrying map.
Shocking. I thought that was going to be one of those things that was going to be around forever.
Yeah. Or maybe they'd get through it. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I think that was my first indication of like something is amiss here. Something's going on.
Yeah.
Something sketchy is happening. I do feel a weird, like, tiny weight lifted, because that was a crutch for the show.
Yeah.
That was, let's go find our fight of the week. Let's go find our monster of the week.
Yeah. Let's pick a blood spot. I want to go to Rhode Island. Let's go to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
When it was destroyed, I was shocked. The thing that I got, I'll always remember, as like we sound like we're talking about things that are dead, is when Chaz comes back, he's like, how the hell did I get over here? You know, when Manny possesses his body and moves him, and then he disappears.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, geez, what the hell happened? It made me laugh, actually. Because I was like, that's the God-honest probably reaction, that if I was sitting at my, you know, behind the board here, and then I magically was in the kitchen or the bathroom somewhere, like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, wait a second. Why am I here now?
So is destroying the crutch like the map for Manny? Should this have been like some kind of foreshadowing that he's willing to take more of a hands-on role in what John's doing?
I think so.
So I don't know. Good or bad that it's gone?
Yeah, I think ultimately it's good for the show, for the story. Not that it's gonna go anywhere, but but for what
we can pretend like we're reviewing it right after we watched it live in 2015.
What could have been? Yeah, it would have been a really good decision for the show. I'm so upset.
Yeah.
We have stabbed ourselves in the back, or no, just the heart, and now we are twisting the knives.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it would have been a really good. I think it was a really good choice for them. I think moving forward with the story, it was a solid move. I definitely think that it was obvious between this episode and last episode that Manny is absolutely becoming more hands on.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely, and it's hard to tell if it's because of something lit a fire under him, you know, like there's a sense of urgency of like, okay, come on.
Well, the way they played it off was almost, we've seen kind of John romanticize, or not even romanticize, but kind of woo his way into being very charming, and it's even working on the angel. like, that's the way I looked at the Manny thing, was like, okay, he's helping John now because he's fallen for John's ways of just being able to get people to do things that he wants. And the angel doesn't even have control over it now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That might change later, but.
Yeah, it might. Weird. Weird.
What?
Oh. Okay, let's talk about Zed. Let's move off of this angel jabber and talk about Zed. So like, they get to the hospital and Zed is tapping into her psychic abilities and she has that seizure, like, right after this other, the girl starts kind of going into cardiac arrest or whatever the hell and, like, dying.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that she has a tumor. It's hard. I like that they didn't give us a solid answer about the tumor, because she has her talk with Manny, you know, and she's asking, okay, so is my power, you know, a gift from God, or did the tumor cause the power? You know, is it, is this my penance for having the power? Like, what is the deal with this? Give me some sort of an answer. And Manny doesn't just give her a yes or no, which is great. And she doesn't just decide for herself, you know, okay, I'm going through with this, and this is the this is it. This is, like, the answer that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I like Zed as a character more now than I did before, and I already liked her, but I like that she had the, I guess, perseverance to just say, okay, well, I'm finally able to help people with this. You know, since I've met John, since I've been doing this, I've been saving lives. And if I have a brain tumor because of it, or if the tumor is causing my visions or whatever it is, whatever this chain of events is, I don't want to mess with it because I'm saving people. And this gift is put to use. And I don't know what's going to happen if I go in there and I start messing with my brain and I let surgeons poke around or take this out. You know, what if they take it out and that pressure on my temporal lobe is, you know, visions are gone after that.
That's such a tough choice.
Yeah.
And what I think makes it easier for her is that she is kind of a loner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always wonder if, like, it was, we're just going to use Chaz as an example with the family, you know, even though he has all the souls in him, we'll just pretend.
Yeah.
You know, if she had some kind of close family, would she choose to at least try to remove it and live and lose the power?
Well, she has a family now. Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. It would be hard to walk away from that sort of lifestyle.
Yeah. And I like the conversation between, you know, her and, you know, I'll call him Dr. Manny. And then even, like,
Dr. Bob Manny.
Yeah. And then even when it gets to John and you see John just get into that guilt again, it's like, look, I've destroyed another person's life. You know, fight through the pain, I told her, and,
yeah,
you know, all that stuff you felt for Constantine there, to where he was showing that he was vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it was such a good scene. Like, and this is the Zed part is going to be the most memorable part of this episode for me. It was kind of like, hey, we're going to throw, like, a villain of the week type thing in here, but our main thing is about Zed.
God, but see, the thing that Constantine does right that some of the other shows don't and that they completely miss is that when you do a villain of the week, when you do a monster of the week, there should be something else moving everything forward.
Yeah.
And what they do move forward is character development.
Yeah.
And they you know, peel away these layers of the characters. They reveal more of them. They make them grow. They make them bond more. You know, just even a little moment where, you know, she's getting the info about the tumor. John comes in the room. And she says, no, I want you to stay. And the guy says, oh, are you guys? And he says colleague. She says friend. And I don't think Constantine is used to people referring to him as a friend. So I think even that, like, got to him more.
Yeah. And yeah, that's got to be a thing. Like, if you hear somebody say that and, like, voluntarily say it, not because everything that we've seen up to this point is like, we were, you know, Chaz has been his only real friend.
Everybody, consistent friend.
Yeah, everybody else is like, yeah, we had a relationship in the past, but he fucked it up, and mm-hmm. so I left. Or, you know, something else. He did something that's ruined everything. And And he thinks he ruined it with her, and yet she's still willing to be like, yes, he's my friend.
Yeah, because it's not his fault that she has a tumor. They found it. They got it. You know what I mean? Like, this, that was her first real seizure. So they got it. And if she had a seizure, you know, he would probably suggest, if she had a seizure outside of the hospital, he would probably suggest that she get looked at, maybe, but also maybe not. You never know. But it doesn't matter because they were there.
Yeah.
And he was worried about her before they even saw anything, before she was done with that MRI or the CAT scan or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was zoning out when Chaz was asking, you know, hey, is she okay? Like, what's going on? He didn't even know yet, you know, like, yeah. Oh, she's going to be fine. But he was zoning out, you know, he was worried. I don't know. I think it's nice when we get to see these episodes and see these vulnerable moments of Constantine. Mm-hmm. And especially when we get from Manny, you know, saying, this is what I admire about you, Constantine. You know, John, this is what I respect and like about you. You go through so much shit. You see so much shit. And at the end of the day, you still care. And you still push yourself to be able to do what you do. Because you do care deep down. You absolutely care about people.
Yeah.
So.
It's a cool... They wrote it really well.
Yeah.
And it's acted really well. You know, it's good to see it on paper, but it's different to see Matt Ryan actually execute. And you see it in his face, and the guilt, mm-hmm. and the caring and everything comes out of him so well.
And maybe I'm reading into it a little bit because I want certain things out of John Constantine. And I'm getting those things for sure. But John has a hard time expressing his feelings. We all know that. Manny knows that. Zed knows that. It's a thing. And people are constantly pushing him to try and be more vulnerable and open with the people that he cares about. But I think also, when Zed was in the hospital and he's with Manny and he's like, you go check on Zed. I absolutely believe that one part of him is avoiding that with Zed, because it's easier to pour himself into finding the cause of the problems, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And Manny doesn't have his angelic powers, you know, without being released. But I think also, especially knowing later that he could have released Manny from the spell at any point in time, I think he wanted to give Zed that, to have Manny go talk to her. Because there's no way Manny physically being able to speak to Zed and Zed being able to, you know, hear his words. There's no way that Manny wouldn't be like, hey, it's me, Manny.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. You know, let me be there for you. I'm an angel. I watch over mankind. Like, that's, and Zed's faith is important to her.
Yes.
You know, even amongst all of the different like magics and religions and things like voodoo and stuff like that, that they run into and they go up against, Zed's faith is consistently an important part of her identity and her being. And like, not in a way that's like, Christianity is the one true religion. Everybody follow this. We are pandering to this.
Without being preachy?
They're not preachy at all about it. It just happens to be what she follows and what she believes in. And she doesn't lose her faith in that, no matter what she sees or what she does. She's a resilient character.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me wants to believe that Constantine did that on purpose, one part for himself, but one part for her too.
Yeah.
Because she was so enamored with like, oh my God, angels, you know, I can see this fallen angel and like, Manny's here. Where is he? I want to talk to him.
Yeah. Chasing around a shadow for an episode.
Yeah. And then, you know, they end this week's episode with Zed in a church praying and Manny reveals himself to her as well, which means that he sees something in her. You know, he thinks that she's important in some way.
I always wondered if, you know, Manny revealing had something to do with like the soul was on its way out.
I think
like with John dying, are technically a soul being sold, technically.
Yeah.
And then with her with this tumor, I just wasn't sure. You know, I was looking at it that way a little bit, and I might have just been kind of looking for something.
Yeah. I don't know, because they did talk about that. You know, she was like, am I dying?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know when you're going to die. And he didn't, because, you know, he was cut off at that point. But yeah, I don't think so. I think it was more that he found worth and use in her after speaking with her, actually. And decided, you know, what's the point in hiding myself at this point? Like, Zed's always around, and she, you know, we've had this conversation, may as well. I think it was more like that, mm-hmm. personally, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll never know, because she's dead.
Shit. All right, well, on that happy note, let's take a quick break.
You bastards are going to own me.
What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
Geek Out Saturday.
Some of the biblical allegories that we talked about last week with the innocence, like much like we saw with the first creations, Adam and Eve, that I think definitely connects to the general theme of Westworld.
What is that, you might ask? For me, first second that happened, I was like, hey, that probably has something to do with kryptonite.
Darth Vader could not open the crystal. Kanan cannot open the crystal. Ahsoka cannot open the crystal, okay? The reason I'm pointing this out in this episode, what does the Bendu do? He takes the
starting
thing.
Starting point and an ending point, and it told its story pretty damn well. There's a couple gripes or a few little changes that anybody on the internet or ourselves have talked about, but overall, season 11 was great. I look back at season 10 now with...
Catch up on your favorite Rain Man digital geek shows every Saturday. DC on CW... Back to Tank, Weird West Radio, The Crossroads, and more. Geek Out Saturday on Rain Man Channel 001. Listen for the Rain Man digital app or tune in. Just search RM Channel 001.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, DEAL30, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping.
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code DEAL30. Again, that's DEAL30, because without it, no free stuff. That's DEAL30 at adamandeve.com.
Right, we are back. Let's talk about Manny becoming a white dude.
Manny's a real man.
Manny's a real boy. Yeah. I kind of was impressed that John was able to like stun him and put a spell on him to bind him to that body, but also not surprised.
Yeah. Because who doesn't carry Heir of Hades around with
right.
Him?
I love the backstory, too. Just like, I won it from a siren. What a weekend that was. Like,
yeah. I think that's something that I want him to carry over to Legends, is that he has all these mystical-type things, but they all have a story with some just, like, one-liner, but we don't know what the real story is. You know, like we saw today, this week. And because it's so funny, and it's just like, yeah, it almost reminds me of Johnny Depp in, like, Pirates somewhat. You know, I did this through this and this and this, but that's a different story, you know, scenario. So,
yeah, all right, I can't think about anything else. I got to talk about Manny getting laid. That's it. Like, we got to just bulldoze right through onto that.
So, were you the whole time going, can angels have, like, sex when they take over a body? Like,
is this a sin? Did he do something bad? Yeah, the whole time I was like, is he allowed to? Can he? Is it? I mean, he's not initiate. Huh.
Well, because at first when he felt her touch, I thought it was one of those things like, I haven't felt the touch of a woman in so long, or a human in so long. Like,
I haven't felt the touch of a woman in 70 years.
It just feels so weird. And, you know, he's like, wait, I can feel this. And then I was like, holy shit, he just went and banged it out real quick. I was like, that's funny. And that I wanted John to say it smelled like sex, not it smelled like perfume. When he caught him on the outside.
Yeah.
When he smelt him, I was like, it smells like sex. And, you know, not the perfume thing, because you could always play off the perfume of like, oh, somebody rubbed up against me and that's how it happened. The smell of sex is pretty distinct.
A little bit. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of stuff. Whole bunch of fluids and things that have specific smells. It was awkward watching him react to like her first like touch of the hand and just staring at it way later and like looking at her very confused when she was looking at him like, here, let me help you.
And then I don't know. I don't know what I expected. Like, it made me like smile and laugh. And knowing that John was just going to come up with some one-liner or realize it. It worked out perfect. And, you know, I'll give the actor credit that, you know, his reactions were like somebody who's felt awkward and not sure if this was supposed to go this way, because he was completely caught off guard. And it just, I don't know, it was a good like comic relief type moment for Manny.
Yeah, I gotta say, it was nice seeing him be broken out of his normal shell of, I am big and strong and nothing can faze me and I'm always serious and I don't make jokes and I know everything that's going to happen because I'm an all-powerful angel.
Yeah. He's like, wait till I get these wings back.
Yeah, it was a nice comic relief. I agree. It was good. I'm glad that they threw that in there. I'm glad that they broke Manny out of his shell in a lot of ways this episode. You know, he was finally thrown for a loop. He was finally, like, caught off guard and stuff like that.
Well, then they finally gave him screen time, really. I don't think he has had as much screen time as he had in this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the Fallen Angel one,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but I think this was the most, for sure.
And so they kind of gave him an opportunity to do something other than be mysterious and just disappear.
Yeah, I agree. And he couldn't disappear. couldn't go anywhere. He was stuck. It was nice to see how he could contribute, too. You know, for instance, when they figure out about the Black Diamond and stuff like that, and he goes, oh yeah, you know, I've heard the legends, like I know the legend, and he goes, it's not a legend, I was there when it happened, remember, I am, you know, like centuries or millennia old or whatever the fuck it is, you know, like, uh-huh. I have been watching mankind since the beginning. It wasn't a legend, this is what happened, you know, this is how you defeat it. And they figure out, you know, that it was the doctor. There's no way that John would have figured that out on his own. He needed.
No. Yeah. You had to have him in there. And you wonder if that Black Diamond was going to play into something bigger in the end. Because John already had like a shard of it. And it looked like it completed when they finally got it out. You know, and that shard that John had, I'm going to say, I feel bad for Chaz sometimes because John just uses him as a guinea pig for everything. A human's not supposed to hold this, so I need you to grab it. What's the gun for? Just grab it. You know, and you're like, oh, Jesus. Chaz is going to get fucked up again.
It's just a precaution. Don't worry about it.
But, like, I was like, is he going to die again? Or are we wasting lives here? Or is he going to be able to get this out?
At what point do we start, like hoarding lives for Chaz? At what point do we go, all right, do we need to do this? But I'm very glad that Constantine actually is more thoughtful about it and more considerate of Chaz's lives than it looked like.
Uh-huh.
Because it looked like it was like, well, if I can't, you know, just knock it out of your hand, I'm going to shoot you in the head and you're going to die, and then you'll be fine. But instead, he also, like, he had it there as a precaution, but he also had, like, a little fucking cattle prod or, like, a taser or whatever.
He went through that police escalation process. I'm going to tase you before I shoot you.
Yeah. Good job, John. Very proud of you. It's a step-by-step process. You know, you try non-lethal force first.
I was like, he's going to shoot his friend. 100% was sure.
To be fair, he tried shouting first. So, you know, shouting, then tase, and then shoot, I think, is how that goes. The last bit here for Manny and all of this is, so he steps it up because he helps out throughout this episode, but he's also trapped. So he kind of doesn't really have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally gets a taste of being stuck in a mortal body. And then John releases him and he's a little grumpy about it, but he actually steps up and intervenes after that. You know, he helps them out because he knows being that this was dealing with the Black Diamond, there was no way to defeat it other than like holy light. And hey, he's an angel. And it's one of those things that helped. So we always get these visions with Zed. And this one, I think, was the most frustrating for me because I'm like, you should have known that that was an angel.
Yeah.
I saw the same thing you did. You know that angels exist. You've seen an angel now. You've spoken with two now.
Shouldn't be a surprise what it was from.
Bright light, man with wings, angel like that. Zed, come on. Come on. But instead, you know, she's like, at the last moment, she's like, that's what it means, an angel. All right, whatever. But you know, she figures that out, and they all figure out the thing together, and only angels can stop this, and God, and whatever. But I was just impressed that Manny actually stepped up and did something.
Yeah, because he's been so passive in intervening to...
Now that I have finished the series... I have an idea of why. But at this point, I was just like, wow, Manny, great job, bud.
So go back to that scene. The wings, like everything about that scene was shot so well. Like it didn't look. I was afraid. I'm always afraid with CGI on TV. Because we know they don't have the billion-dollar budget that the movies have.
Oh, yeah, no.
But when the light comes up, and then his wings fold around the man. And he's like, I'm here and I'm going to save you. Like everything about that was shot so well. And just like even the cameras, you know, that looked like they were inside the wings with him. It was very pleasing, I guess, to the eye. And a lot of times when we get those shots, it's distracting. And you're just like, oh, they should have did something different because I can totally tell that looks like shit.
Yeah.
And this one didn't have it. It was shot beautifully. It was like, oh, here's our budget for the day.
Yeah, honestly, I share your concern for, you know, it being cheesy or just not looking good or whatever. But honestly, yeah, it looked amazing. It looked great. I thought it was a beautiful scene. And those wings, they never look crappy.
No.
How do they do it? I don't know.
Hired the best wing guy in the business.
We got the best wing guy in the business.
I know a guy.
In the biz.
He's on drugs, but he does a hell of a wing.
Yeah, honestly, it was amazing. It looked really, really good. I feel like it made up for what I felt was a poor character or monster design.
You mean Sloth from Goonies?
Yeah. I didn't.
He just needed to run down that hallway going, baby roof.
I didn't love it. I thought that was the weakest visual that we've ever had in this show.
Yes, by far.
And it was executed well in like technique, but the design, the creativity there, like I understand what they were going for. I didn't like it. It's just an opinion and preference sort of thing.
No,
I would have liked something a little cooler.
Yes, I feel the same because the first thing I was like, it's Goonies.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like that actually made up for that quite a bit and took focus off of his face too when he was like underneath the wing. So that was great. This whole episode was really, really, really eye-opening for Manny and for John and Zed and who they are at their core. You know, things that we kind of already knew about them were just really put on display this episode. I absolutely don't like thinking about it now when I've watched the episode after. So,
But like we talked about earlier, they did a kind of villain of the week kind of filler episode, but advanced the story. And hardly when we ever do these shows do we say the three main characters grew from a filler episode. And we were able to say that about this one. That, you know, we've saw more out of Manny than we've ever seen. We learned more about Zed. We saw more compassion from John. You know, and we don't get that all the time when we get these kind of villain of the week filler episodes. So they did a good job with the pacing and the writing and everything about it. The wings, again, that final scene, it's just amazing. The way it was shot, it's beautiful, and all TV shows should try to do things like that. If you're gonna make the jump to try to do supernatural type things, mm-hmm. just make sure it looks right when you do actually use the CGI.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean they have a lot that people could. Learn from. Yeah. They do a lot of things right in this show.
Nothing wrong with practical.
Yeah. All right. Any more final thoughts on this episode?
No, that's about it for me.
All right. We're going to wrap this up. That's going to be it for today's DC on CW Constantine edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rain Man digital app. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DC on CW, Facebook.com/DC on CW, and Instagram's at DC_on_CW. We have one episode left of Constantine, so we will see you back for that.
I walk my path alone, because let's be honest, who'd be crazy enough to walk it with me?